This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. If this show had existed 35 years ago today, we're just a little bit younger, things would have been pretty dire during the numbers segment. On October 19th, 1987, stock markets crashed in what became known as Black Monday. The Dow fell more than 22.5%, which remains its biggest one-day drop in history. Of course, the Dow has more than recovered. It's up more than 1,600% since then. That's probably cold comfort, though, to anyone watching their retirement accounts this year. This week, research from Bank of America said stocks are likely to fall further into 2023. Another report from Citibank says stocks are signaling a recession. So we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho what we can learn from what the markets are telling us.
Let's start with what we know for sure. The stock market has not been happy that interest rates are rising, says Karen Cavanaugh, chief investment officer for Carolina's Wealth Management.
Higher interest rates slow down the economy. They slow down everything, including consumer spending. And so that does affect profits as well.
But this past quarter, Cavanaugh says corporate profits have been relatively decent. She says that's one reason why the stock market rallied earlier this week.
Just comes out of the blue, like, hey, well, I guess things aren't as bad as we thought. And I think the market might be a little bit oversold. And there are still some good companies out there that are earning good profits and have pricing power.
But stock market signals aren't always great predictors of what will happen to the economy.
You know, the standard joke about the stock market is the stock market has predicted 7 of the last 5 recessions.
That's Ian Dubecker, a finance professor at Northwestern University. He says we do have some clues about what'll happen. Take the index of market volatility, known as the VIX. That measures how volatile investors think the stock market will be over the next month.
And historically, what we observe is the VIX is a pretty good predictor of where that volatility is going to go. It's far from perfect, but it's better than most of our alternatives.
And right now, the VIX is above its long-term average. That's a sign that markets themselves could fall further, says Quincy Crosby with LPL Financial.
The kind of extreme up and downs that we have, not always, but typically, are emblematic of a bear market that's trying to find a bottom.
But Crosby says the fact that markets are so volatile is also a sign that they simply don't know how much worse the economy will get. For instance, a recession could happen, but how severe will it be?
We have all different kinds of recessions, right? We've got some that are fairly shallow, some that are much deeper and last a long time.
Crosby says that's why stock market signals are likely to keep changing, depending on economic data and what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates later this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.